So what are we going to talk about today? Because I am so excited.
The Grammys. And I don't know about you, but I haven't watched the Grammys in a long time. And that was the first one that captured any of my attention in probably about a decade, to be honest.
Yeah. And it captured my attention for maybe not the best reasons.
Okay. But before we get there, though, you know me, politics and fashion in the building. Who killed it and who was a hated it, want moment for you? Can you think of anybody?
Honestly, I thought the clothing was horrendous.
Really?
Yes.
I've been saying that for a while, though. I think like post-pandemic, we just haven't really gotten our swag back the way that we need it, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I think the men look the best.
The men always kill it. I've been noticing that lately, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, I
think John Legend ate Chrissy Teigen up. The way his looked compared to hers, I would have had to divorce him. Because you're not going to eat me up on the red carpet like that, bro. Like, that for me was violent. He looked impeccable. She, not so much. She didn't look bad, but it just gave me very Forever 21 chic.
But that's kind of her shtick.
Also her personality, yeah.
Yeah.
In all the way.
Would you say Chrissy's basic?
I would say I don't get her. So maybe, yeah. Maybe, yeah. I think she's performative in ways that just don't land with me. I don't find her to be entertaining, engaging, or funny. I just think
I think she's an opportunist and performative.
All right.
But basic.
I mean, but you're teaching me a lot about that word basic that I haven't always understood. So maybe.
Well, I'm also learning it too. But it's not, you don't want to be basic.
It's not a good thing, people.
I mean, maybe some people do want to be basic, but we don't want to be basic.
No, I want to be basic about Tate.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
So my win for the night was definitely Janelle Monáe. I think they were styled impeccably. It's not just about the outfit, obviously. It's not just about the dress. Anybody can put a dress on, but it's about how you finesse that thing. And they were finessed from head to toe. And then somebody who I actually want to give flowers to later on as we chat, I think the red carpet look was just rude and wrong. And that's Miley Cyrus. Miley,
she looked drunk.
It gave me drunk
electrocuted
housewife. Drunk, electrocuted housewife Halloween costume.
Fake tan.
Yeah, I was very, very shocked by that. I don't know. The team did not do a good job with that, Miley. I think you need to put some performance together.
She has such a banging body that she could wear anything. Why that? You don't think so?
She looks a little sick to me. There's thinness that people have post-puberty that it kind of concerns me a bit. Like, you are a fully grown woman. Why are you so incredibly thin?
Oh, I actually thought this is so interesting because I thought she looked fuller than she had before.
Oh my God, she was smaller than that?
I think so.
I mean, there's cultural stuff here, right? Around
Yeah. Okay. Actually, I do have two people that I thought looked amazing.
Who?
Gayle King. And Blue Ivy.
I wasn't checking for Gayle, so I don't know what Gayle wore. What can you describe?
Oprah, she wore like a long dress. Oprah wore a vintage shorter dress.
Which I was surprised. Yeah, Oprah shows the leg.
Yeah. They looked great together. Okay, what do you think about Jay-Z?
Whew! Friend. So I heard someone say that that was the elevated version of the slap of the keep my wife's name out your mouth that Will Smith did. At first, I'll be honest with you, I had no idea where he was going. You know, it felt like very off the cuff. I was like, what is Jay-Z talking about? I thought he actually had began to ramble. But then when he came back around and began to talk about how the math won math, and by the Grammys' own metrics, you know, they just were not getting it right, I thought was so timely and so necessary. And to call out his wife, I don't know how Beyonce felt about that. I don't know if she was horrified.
I read that she didn't like it.
But we also will never truly know, because what do we actually know about Beyonce? I'm convinced that half the time we see her is actually AI. There's something about her.
She's so perfect.
She is in presentation, yes, and also incredibly tight-lipped. I mean, you know, she famously did the cover of Vogue, but refused to let them interview her. She wrote her own article.
Why?
So, because she is
She controls the narrative
incredibly
that.
controlling of her narrative and her image, and some would argue she's had to be. So who knows? Who knows what was really on her mind? But what did you think?
I thought, on the one hand, it was great seeing a father with his preteen daughter holding her hand, like being so present with her, having her there for that moment as he's accepting a Lifetime Achievement Award. I think their shtick with Blue Ivy is weird. Like they parade her around in this very public way, but then they don't show their other two kids. I think it's strange. And also, as the parent of a daughter who's exactly, so Ella and Blue Ivy are exactly the same age. I just felt for her, like how mortified she was. And she looked mortified. It like all felt deeply uncomfortable.
Yeah,
I
she looks.
thought seeing him stand up for his wife uninstigated was like both lovely and unnecessary. Like no one needs to stand up for Beyonce. Beyonce can stand up for herself.
I don't know. I disagree with that. I think that while it was uninstigated, I think that in some ways, everyone knows that they don't do the Grammys. And they have come out on record as, you know, talking about the unfair treatment. And for me, that actually is the broader point about his speech. While some may have felt like it was unprovoked or it was ill-timed, the larger question I have is, why do we continue to care so much? And that's
About
also
the
what I want to
Grammys.
talk about today.
Right. Like, so why did he accept the award and go versus just not going? Right,
Thank
because
you.
that would have been an, another act of resistance.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because she was there, but not there, right? She didn't walk the red carpet. She didn't dress. She hardly had any makeup on. It was clear that she was taking a backseat. Like she was just an observer and pissed.
Yeah, it felt like to me she was kind of being the supportive wife. And I think if I had to pretend to be a fly on the wall in their home, it probably was some back and forth about whether he should go, whether she should go with him, and just kind of how you orchestrate that entire thing. And I have two minds about it. One, it would be, I can say like unapologetically that I just would not go. I think at this big age, I have no interest whatsoever in pandering towards a white audience and a white supremacist institution that does not seek to give me and people like me my flowers. There has not been a Black woman who has won Album of the Year in 25 years. And I refuse to believe that there has not been a body of work in 25 years
Right.
that a Black woman has not deserved it for. So that's number
Right.
one.
So I agree with that. I agree with that. I also think it was weird that he called his wife young lady. Like this
I
young
think
lady, I was confused about who he was
who he was
talking to
talking about. Yeah, I don't
because
know what he
she's a
was
big
talking about.
age. I know she's younger than he is, and she was young when they got together, but that's weird.
I didn't know where he was going. I was like,
This
who
young
is he
lady
talking
right
about?
here has
Yeah.
won more Grammys. Your math isn't mathing by your own metric. This young lady, I thought he was talking about Blue Ivy.
But the second thing I was going to say around the an argue I can make an argument for why they do continue to go, which is that you're not going to forget about me. And not going allows for these institutions to continue to be comfortable with negating Black people's accomplishments. And so I know
And
what I would do, and I can also empathize with the alternative
I thought
perspective.
it was very brave of her to go. I can totally empathize and support both. I think her going was a like a big fuck you to the institution, the
And
way she
she
went.
showed up. Yeah.
Right. And so Okay. Miley.
Miley, Billy Ray daughter.
Nepo baby.
What do you think about Miley?
I thought her speech was adorable. I thought it was thoughtful and, cute and gave Mariah Carey kind of the accolades that she deserves as the star that she is. I think Miley is positioning herself as like the antithesis of Taylor Swift, while also the intentional antithesis of Taylor Swift and wanting to be.
Yeah. I think we got that a lot when she came out of the Hannah Montana phase. And I remember hearing an artist, she was all in the news for people saying that Miley's unhinged, she's doing this, she's doing that. And I heard an entertainer say, I think what she's doing is actually brilliant because she has to separate herself from Hannah Montana. And I think now, years later, that's what she's successfully done. Because if not, I think she would have been pigeonholed as the America sweetheart.
Yeah.
She wanted.
Yeah. And I just think she doesn't care.
She is so irreverent in a way that I find really honestly cool. You know what I mean? Like, I honestly, for a long time, didn't really see it from Miley because I just didn't understand it. But seeing her do a couple things at the Grammys, one, I really appreciated when she said, the reason I'm here and the reason I'm doing this is because I want to be able to watch a video of myself tomorrow morning perform today. I thought it was so confident and some real shit because I would be thinking the same thing. And I also really liked it when she called out the icons and the people who have paved the way for her. So for me, it was this really beautiful balance of being assured because she's obviously very talented and also recognizing the people who have paved the way for you, as I said. And so we know someone who probably could have taken a page out of that book. And then when she performed and the way that she was addressing the crowd, and she said, I just want a Grammy. She kicked the microphone over. And I was just like, this is truly someone who is having a good time on stage. She's an entertainer. Like, she is someone who gets it.
And she's someone who's also struggled and like had a divorce and her parents got divorced and all, and she was like this. She said something in her acceptance speech that I love too, other than the amazing stuff that like the most iconic moment is not me getting a Grammy, it's me getting a Grammy from Mariah Carey, MC to MC. And I was like, but when she was like, we all strive, I'm gonna get this wrong, but like we all strive to hit a flow state. And the closest thing that I have ever gotten was this album or this song. And to get a Grammy for it is so affirming or something. I was like, I love that, right? She's had some misses, and this was not that. I also like, so we're gonna start getting a lot of hate, or what about? Well, I think we are about at least what I'm gonna say. Comparing her acceptance speech to Taylor Swift, night and day. I did not like Taylor Swift's speech.
And remember, we saw her give two.
Right.
So, yep, she got one early in the night. At
So
least.
I'm talking about, I actually was asleep for the second one.
Me too.
So I'm talking about the one about lucky number 13. Oh, I'm dropping my album. Blah, 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 blah. I'm going to go post it backstage. And I'm saying this as someone who actually likes Taylor Swift. And my daughter was sobbing when she heard this news. So I understand the Swifties were so happy about that. And I found it so rude.
It was cringe. When she said it, I stood up and I was like, this is why we don't like the lip and the bang. This is it. This is the thing that we can't always like give voice to because you don't want to come across as a hater. Who wants to be a hater? But it's
No, and we don't want to say don't be confident because it's like that's not our position either. It's just share some gratitude.
and the other people who are in the categories. And also, lucky number 13, just thinking about the number of people, as Jay-Z said, some of you will go home tonight and feel snubbed. Some of you shouldn't even be in the category. Right? It is this idea that, oh, I am so deserving of this thing, when at the end of the day, have you been every single time? I don't know. It is subjective to some degree, but arguably you could at least say, shout out to the other people in the category with me.
Right. And I mean, there was all this stuff about how she snubbed Celine Dion, another icon, but like, think about all of the icons that were in the room right at that moment, even that we know of, right? There was Celine Dion, there was Mariah Carey, there was Beyonce. And Taylor has all of this background. I mean, we know what happened with Kanye around Beyonce, right? So for her not to even acknowledge Beyonce, Lizzo, like Adele, there were so many women who have paved the way for her in that audience, for her not to even be like, I'm so great. I mean, first of all, she acted like she just assumed she was going to get it.
Oh, for sure.
I don't like that. But also played stupid, which I don't like. That's weaponizing your femininity or your incompetence or something. But then to not even say, like, I get this award on the shoulders of the women that paved the way before me. Oh, all of the country stars too.
That's true. And maybe she said that in previous speeches, but now it's just kind of like it is an assumed conclusion that Taylor is going to sweep the Grammys. Let's just be honest. And so that's also what I want to talk about. I don't know. There is a thing that white America, and therefore America, tends to love about this woman. And I don't know what it is. Like, can we break down why her versus someone else? I don't know if she seems non-threatening. I don't know if it's the girl next door. I don't know if it's the blonde hair, but there's something where every device that I have, especially regarding she and Travis Kelce, I open the device, the computer, the phone, the TV, shit, billboards, and there is Taylor Swift. And I'm not looking for this woman. So why is she looking for me? This machine is powerful.
Because, I mean, it's something weird about naivete, about blonde, blue-eyed girl meeting boy. She's not young. I'm not saying 34 is old at all. She is a full-on woman. Why do we act like her falling in love with someone is like the first time this has ever happened?
Because she talks about it like it is. It's what all her music is about, from what you told me.
Well, it's also her music, now that I'm really thinking about it, is all so obsessed with this idea of love that, like, in this way that, like, maybe I'm just like in a less romantic phase of my life. I mean, I am a romantic at heart, so I do believe in love and the power of love, but like this idea that like love is going to get us through everything, and love and
fairy tales.
Like the princess, like the prince is going to save you. Save you from what, Taylor? What do you need saving from? Yourself.
But no, but I want to talk about this, like, youth obsession, because I told you how I got in an Uber on Friday night, and the Uber driver, and he wasn't making a negative association. He was just really, like, observing the fact that he didn't know that she was her age. He thought that she was a lot younger. And I said to him, and I stand by this, that is intentional. It supports the machine. It feeds the trope. It feeds a youth-obsessed culture, it feeds this innocence, this performative innocence that I think really benefits white women in a particular way. And we don't have to go any further than the Swifties making friendship bracelets at her concerts. This woman is old enough to have a preteen as a child. Why are people making, and I love a friendship bracelet. I mean, I have two from Dior, but this just seems a little.
I also feel like there's this opportunity she has to really change the narrative around so many things, around women in the business, around taking your own power, about writing your own path, about people prostituting you in like a way, like as a product.
Yeah.
And she does that kind of, but then also acts like she doesn't.
And can I, this is when we bring into the chat that time that Kim called her and Kim and Kanye and said, hey, you know, we want to mention this line in the song. We want you to hear it. Is it okay? She laughed. Aha, totally fine. The song comes out and then she goes batshit. You know, I don't know what platforms, I think it was Twitter back then, but she was very, very uncomfortable. So on one hand, when it benefits you, you are amenable, you know, you're lighthearted. And on the other hand, you're actually—
Okay, so I'm going to take issue with that.
Well, wait, I think she's actually, on the other hand, a very shrewd businesswoman is what I was going to say. I mean, re-releasing a whole album to get her masters back is, it takes the business acumen to be able to even see that as a benefit, let alone carry it through.
Mm-hmm, totally.
Issue with what?
Oh, just the whole Kim Kanye thing, because I thought that was so icky. When they would, like, they called and they, like, recorded the call without telling her and then released it. I don't like that.
But they released it. Didn't they release it after she claimed that they didn't call her or that she didn't agree with the song?
But I don't, but it was, well, I, the way I just thought of it was that it was all taken out of context. What was Kanye going to do if she said, I don't feel comfortable with you releasing that? Was he not going to release the song?
I don't know. But I think hearing her voice and hearing her laugh about it, and then for her to come out and to be so against it, for me, there's a misalignment and untruthfulness that's not okay. Like,
so I can hear that, but a lot of people laugh and act like that when they're uncomfortable.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this goes back to her being a grown woman. So maybe you should learn something new. You know what I mean? And I think,
yeah, I mean, I thought her speech was so disrespectful. It was disrespectful. Like, it is not Taylor's world. She doesn't own the industry. I mean, maybe, I guess she does, but like,
it does, yeah. That's
how, like, I think it, we do everyone a disservice when we don't we are not where we are. No one is where they are in a vacuum. She is here because of all the people who came before.
And also, when you say about her owning the industry, I think that's a really good point, Em, because at least from what was televised, we don't know what happened in real life. She was the last person to walk the red carpet. Always, always, that there's something there. That's why everyone waits for Rihanna at the Met. Strategic. And the show started, and Trevor Noah is actually like calling and announcing the beginning of the show, and she's walking to her seat. You know what I mean? So yes, yes, she owns it. She runs that shit. She knows that shit. And I think she told us that. She said it with her chest twice in both of her acceptance speeches last night, or on the Grammys.
So it's interesting, because I think maybe people are going to hear this and be like, to Shira, you're a confident woman. Mm-hmm. You own your accolades. You have shared that you deserve all the good things, which you do.
Hello.
So why not for this person?
I think a couple things. I think that Taylor gets to proclaim that she deserves whatever she thinks she deserves, but she does not deserve them in spite of other people.
Yes. Right? Done.
You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I deserve the things, you deserve the things, but we're not the only ones who deserve the things. And when there are structural impediments in play that deny certain people from getting those things, there should be some acknowledgement of that.
I just don't know how you could get up on that stage and not acknowledge Beyonce.
Or fucking Celine Dion. Celine Dion handed you your award. Miley showed you how to do it. You refused to do it that way.
Right. So, yes. Just be like a little humble. Like a humble brag, Taylor.
Yeah, it all came across as a little douchey. That I think, yeah.
And like, you're smarter than your boyfriend. Don't act like your boyfriend. It just felt like it just felt so disrespectful to me.
You know what sent me? The fucking handshakes. The first time, ha ha ha. Why are you in the audience doing this? You're
At the
not
Grammy?
12. Yes, with her producer, and she's ba 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 ba. Like, why are you doing that? And you know the camera is on you. And this is my thing about these celebrities. Even when they pretend to be like embodied and in real life, you're not, because a camera is on you. You know what you're doing. You've been entertaining people since you were what, 14 years old? You are playing into a character that you want us to believe. And I'm just not buying it. You're a grown woman.
I'm
Stop
with
it.
you. I'm with it. Stop it. Do something like productive. Like, wear a t-shirt that says, like, vote for women or something.
Something.
Like,
F. Donald Trump.
F the patriarchy, or
Ew.
I believe in a woman's right to choose, or
Oh, girl. I mean, that's the least. That's the least
right?
you can
Or
do.
something like that. Like, just so we know you're like, not only thinking about yourself, what else could you possibly want or need for yourself?
Not one thing. So we have a very important musical a concert coming up. It's known as the Super Bowl, but we all know we're just there for Usher. So the Usher Bowl is coming up very soon. And I've said this publicly, and I will say it again. We ride at dawn. Black women are not trying to see this woman, the lip and the bang, for a millisecond during Usher's performance. You're gonna get up, you're going to let him perform. Cameras, you will stay on Usher and his entourage the entire time.
I
And
hope he's on roller skates.
you know he's gonna have to be, right?
I
It's
don't know.
gonna be, he's gonna do something that's so magnificent. I can't even wrap my
So
head
cute.
around it.
He's so handsome.
Yeah.
I'm really excited. Although I did forget it was the Super Bowl on Sunday and tried to schedule a meeting. And someone was like, no, Margo, it's the Super Bowl. LOL.
It's the Usher Bowl.
LOL. Usher Raymond, we're here for you. Taylor, just don't go.
Period. That's
Just like watch from your fancy penthouse hotel room or something.
all you have to do, babe.
Like, it's not about you.
It's not about you. You'll see your man. Like, let people have their moment. And I think that is the self-awareness that's important. And the Swifties are going to hate that we're saying this, because they're going to think, well, why are we holding her to this standard? She gets to be a real person. And I think
Yeah, a
she's a
real
mega
person
star.
doesn't.
And when wait, do it again, Margo.
No, I mean, I used to love doing it. I've loved it, but it's just so distracting. Like, why is she and Brittany Mahomes doing that?
That's the thing. It's the
Why is
distraction.
she like laughing? It's like, it makes us all feel bad that we're not having those same, what did Travis's mom say? She's going to have a mental breakdown given how intense her emotions are about all of this.
It's like, bitch, did you like football beforehand? Like, did you even know who this man was? Do you know what position he plays on the field? Name other people who play the same position.
It's also performative because she was like a brooding artist, then a poet, then dated an actor. That, like, not, I mean, what? You can date a lot of people. I'm not slut shaming her. It's just like, and you can have different types, but like, it just
All
feels
so
like.
different.
Yeah.
We wish you the
Okay.
best, Taylor. Travis, have a great game. He really is a phenomenal player. And yeah, I cannot wait to see Usher. Y'all sound out below and let us know what you thought about the Grammys, from the looks to Jay-Z to
And
Miley
let's just leave it at this. You don't deny your own accolades by giving gratitude to others.
Shundo. Brené Brown has entered the chat. Gratitude. That's all it's about.
Gratitude.
All right, good people.
Brené Brown, we love you.
We
You
love
can
you.
come on our podcast anytime.
Anytime.
We will fly to you.
We will
We will
set up
meet you.
shop in the parking lot at the Kroger. Dog, it doesn't even matter.
IHOP. We'll even go into a Walmart for you, Brene Brown.
That's saying a lot from Margo, by the way, y'all. All right, subscribe to the channel, like the video, share it. We'll see y'all next time.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Justice. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you'd like to learn more about our podcast, be sure to check us out on our website at justicepodcast.com. You can also reach out to us there if you want to be featured on the show or if you have a business or a product that you think would be a good fit for our audience. Thanks again for listening.